your love, wake me up.
Well, tonight we're going to be talking about dreams and encountering God in your sleep. Let's just pray. Father, thank you for speaking to us in our dreams, Lord. Just thank you for what you're doing in this church and in our lives, Father. And just ask that you would just open our hearts tonight to hear what you have to say. And Father, just speak through me tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so the key scripture is in Job 33:15-16. And it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instruction. And in studying and putting this lesson together, I learned a lot about dreams and what the Lord is wanting to speak to us. And there's lots of scripture. So I invite you to kind of do a study for yourself about dreams. Part of the ways the Lord, one of the reasons that the Lord is wants to speak to us in our dreams is our ears are open when we're asleep. Our minds are quieted, and our spirits never sleep. Our analytical skepticism is gone, so it kind of bypasses our brain and our mind and goes right to our spirit, because our spirits are never asleep. And we have the mysteries that the Lord speaks to us, and it's for us to seek them out, and there's scripture there to back it up. And in Jim Gall's book, Dream Language, which I highly recommend, he says that visions reveal God's nature, while dreams often give us direction or reveal some part of God's plan. The purposes of dreams, it leads to the heart of the Father. Dreams should always draw us closer to the Lord as we journal and spend time prayerfully pondering the meaning. When we are asleep, we are free from distractions, and our barriers are down. And the Lord can speak directly to us in our dreams. It awakens our walk with Him and draws us closer to Him. It imparts intercessory burdens. A lot of times when you're dreaming, the Lord will bring someone, maybe a person, to your mind, to your heart while you're dreaming, and you feel kind of impressed to pray for them. You know when you wake up that you need to pray for them. Sometimes dreams launch you into your ministry. That's part of the Lord speaking your destiny to you. You know, He'll show you things in the future. And it brings healing. Numbers 12:6 says, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak to him in a dream. God speaks to his people in a dream and will make himself known in a vision. He uses both visions and dreams to draw us to his purposes. Genesis 20, verses 3 and 6, God warned ungodly kings and rulers through dreams. In Genesis 31:10-13, God gave Jacob the ability to get wealth in his dream. And in Genesis 31:24, God warned Laban not to do any harm to Jacob in a dream. And in 1 Kings 3:5, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and imparted wisdom and an understanding heart. And in verses 9 through 15 of this chapter, Solomon asks God to give him an understanding heart, which is a hearing ear, to judge God's people, and that he would discern between good and evil. God granted this to Solomon as well as riches and honor, which he did not ask for. God also gave him a long life. When Solomon woke up, he realized it had been a dream. The birth of Jesus was orchestrated and directed through dreams and visions. And that's in Matthew 1:18-25. And also the wise men and Joseph were divinely warned in a dream. And that's in Matthew 2:12-13. There's three types of dreams. One is a simple message dream. It needs no interpretation. And these dreams are directed to the point and self-interpreted. And I've given some examples there. The simple symbolic dream. These dreams are filled with symbols. The symbolism is clear enough that the dreamer and others can understand it without complicated interpretation. The example there is in Joseph's dream when he was telling his brothers about his, like, the moon and the stars, and that they would bow down and worship. And so his brothers knew right away that he was talking about himself. In the complex symbolic dream, this type of dream needs interpretive skill that from someone who has the ability of the gift of the interpretation, or from someone who knows how to seek God to find revelation. So in recording and interpreting your dreams, I've started doing this. I've gotten a journal, and when I wake up in the morning, I write down what I have dreamt, you know, what I can remember. And I encourage you to get a journal, a notebook, and just keep a record of what you've dreamt. You date it. And that way you can go back and look at it, because God will give you sometimes pieces. And then it's like pieces to a puzzle. In Daniel 7:1, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head while on his bed. Then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. Sometimes you can write or draw your dream out. Sometimes he'll give you a diagram, or you can outline the dream. Record the main facts and eliminate the unnecessary details. A lot of times when you have a dream, you remember certain things. So just write those down. Ask the Holy Spirit for insight in understanding the dream. Does the dream symbol appear in the Bible? Search it out in the Word. Dreams from the Lord will never go against His Word. Ask questions about what you saw in your dream. What did you sense or feel from the dream? Was it a good or evil presence? Was there fear, love, or concern, hopelessness, disappointment? What was the primary emotion? What are the colors? Is everything in black and white or in color? And that scripture reference is in Zechariah 4. And he's asking, the Lord is asking him, what do you see? And he says, I don't know, Lord, tell me. And so there's a series of questions that Zechariah is asking the Lord. And it's just a pattern for us to follow. Look for themes or at the essence of the dream that is communicating to you. Relate the dream to your circumstances or spheres of influence. Consecutive dreams will often have the same or similar meanings. God will speak the same message more than once. And I know that a lot of us have had the same dreams over and over again. Keeping it simple is better than trying to be complicated. Visualize the dream as you recall and rehearse the main symbols in the scenes of the dream. When understanding and interpreting dreams, remember that our Heavenly Father has given us a helper and will reveal the truth to us. All we have to do is ask. In John 14:26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And then there's a few other verses in 1 John and in James. So in creating a culture for revelation, this was taken from Jim Gall's book, dream language. He says to pull out your spiritual antenna. We have to be tuned in and ready to receive God's transmissions. So get ready and expect to receive. If we don't expect anything, we won't receive. Yeah. We're covered by the power of the blood if we know Jesus as our Savior. Yes. So we just trust that the dreams are from the Lord. Not every dream we have can be from the Lord, but when you surrender yourself to Him before you sleep, I trust that those dreams come from God. So pray in the Spirit. In Jude 20, it says, "But you, beloved, build yourself up on the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit refreshes us, stirs our faith, creates an atmosphere where God's mysteries are spoken and revealed. Meditate on God's Word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to what is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success." And worship and sing praise. In 2 Chronicles 20:18 through 22, the scripture talks about the worshipers going ahead of the army and defeating the enemy by their praise. So these are just keys to help us in creating that culture for revelation, positioning ourselves for that. Okay, so the drain to dreaming. Church culture and worldview. A lot of times wrong traditions and worldviews have stolen the relevance of dreaming. There has been no place for dreams in the materialistic and logical scientism. We have moved away from our Hebraic foundation and shifted into a Greek mindset. This philosophy produces an analytical mindset. So the mindset today is, you know, we have to use our minds, and just like, you know, it's all in your imagination, that kind of thing. So we have to be careful of that. I know a lot of us are from traditional backgrounds, so there wasn't a lot of talk or any talk about dreaming or the prophetic in a lot of the churches. And when I was raised, I never heard about this, so I didn't know it was possible. I just thought you had dreams. I didn't know that God could speak to you in your dreams. So a big thing that our church has kind of built on is, are you at rest or are you striving? The Lord spoke this to us right in the beginning, to rest in Him and not to strive. And He wants us to do that even in our dreams. Isaiah 30:15, it says, "For thus the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, has said, in repentance and rest you will be saved. In quietness and trust is your strength." Is your receptor clean? In Ephesians 4:23-27, it says to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And we have to put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God. And we have to be careful not to let worry creep in, or anger, or bitterness, or lust. Our spirits must be able to receive. We must be careful what we watch and what we listen to. We must not give place to the devil. We must not grieve the Holy Spirit. We have to be careful. You know, a lot of times right before you go to bed, if you watch a scary movie or something on TV, it might affect your dream, so you just have to be careful what you put into your spirits. Our routines can be a hindrance to our dreaming. A lot of times, you know, we have busy schedules, we have inconsistent schedules. It can hinder the flow and retention of revelation. a lot of times it's not our fault, it's just due to the demands of life. Ask the Lord for His grace and to help you work out your schedule or even to alter it. Set apart times for receiving from the Lord. Sacrifice releases power. Fasting can be used to soften our hearts and to put us in position for heavenly downloads. To whom much is given in Matthew 13:12-16, it says, whoever has, to him more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. In their hearing, but will not understand. You will keep seeing, but will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull with their ears. They scarcely hear, and their eyes have closed their eyes. Otherwise they would see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. We do not pay attention to what we've already received. The Holy Spirit is not obligated to give us more. Faithfulness brings reward. So we have to be careful what He gives us. We write down, we ponder, we pray, and we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what He's trying to say to us, what He wants to say to us. And, you know, test it out with, you know, Christian brothers and sisters. It's good to have fellowship and talk to each other. Test it out on them. Integrity is a major issue. Both the Holy Spirit and people are drawn to integrity. Tomorrow's call does not give you authority today. There is a learning process of being called, trained, and commissioned. Don't distort the meaning of a dream out of your insecurity. Don't say more than God says or more than God said to say. Learn to pray and hold. Wait for the revelation before you speak. And we've already talked about this. Mike's already talked about just say what you see or hear or feel. Don't try to interpret it. Other things that can hinder our dreams are distractions. So that's pretty clear cut. We need to set aside time to receive revelation and away from distractions. It's time to turn off the cell phones and TV and computer and set aside time for the Lord. Disinformation. What does God have to say in His Word? God still speaks to us today. Too often as Christians, we are looking to institutions, denominations, uninformed people to get our theology rather than basing it on the Word of God. Wrong information and lack of information is a culture that allows the doubts of darkness to breathe and remain. Hosea 4:6 states, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." And disbelief. Many can't and will not hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in their lives because they don't believe that God wants to speak to them. Disbelief can filter out God's love and care and revelation and at times His empowering. Remember that we serve an all-powerful, all-knowing God who has spoken and is speaking and will continue to speak to His people. And the scripture in Mark 9 says, "I do believe, help my unbelief." So these are just some things to remember about keeping interpretation simple. Most of all, dreams should be interpreted on a personal basis first. So when you're dreaming, a lot of times you're in the dream, and it's for you. One of the questions you could ask yourself when you're journaling is, am I the main character in the dream? Am I watching? Where am I in the dream? Most dreams should not be taken literally. They need to be interpreted. So if you, I'm trying to think of an example. if you are driving in a car and have an accident, a lot of times that doesn't mean that you're going to have an accident the next day. It could. The Lord could warn you about that, but it could mean something else. It could mean a ministry has gone derailed or something like that. So, you know, just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal. God will use familiar terms, you know. And in this circumstance in my life, the Lord uses a lot of animals, and it seems like I'm always in the kitchen. So the Lord speaks to you in ways you can understand. Ponder on the dream or revelation and ask the Holy Spirit for insight. Ask the Holy Spirit what the certain thought, word, or issue is in the revelation. Reduce the dream to its simplest form. What is the main thought? What object or thought occurs most often? And always search it out in the Word. In Proverbs 25:2, dreams are from the Lord will never go against His Word. And what did you sense or feel in the dream? And we've already talked about that. Relate the dream to your circumstances. Consecutive dreams often have the same or similar meaning. What are the colors? Was it black and white or vivid color? A lot of times when they're in black and white, they're dark dreams. They're satanic dreams, demonic dreams. Usually vivid colors are from the Lord. Interpretations can be on three levels. First one is personal. Then the second one, it could be a church. It could be your congregation, a city church, church in the nation, global body of Christ. The third, national or international, can be governmental. More than one interpretation can come from a dream. Just like in Scripture, there is historical context as well as the personal present implication. In dreams, it might be a general word for the church with specific applications for yourself. Some dreams may be understood in the future. They will unfold over time, and the details will make sense down the road. So that's why it's important to journal. And a lot of times you get dreams in pieces, and you might not understand the whole dream, or not all of it, or any of it, and you just write it down, and then maybe a month later you go back and read all the entries that you made in your journal, and you begin to understand what the Lord was saying. All right, and I just want to encourage you to journal and to question everything. Just ask the Lord, you know, just question, what am I seeing, what am I hearing, and the Lord will give you insight. Now, I included a dream dictionary. It's a very limited one, so there's all kinds of books out there, and there's a couple of websites, and I think that's on the very back page. Want you to look at. These are some books that I took a lot of this information out of. So I would encourage you to look at those books. The Dream Lab 7 is a very good website. Actually met this couple in Virginia Beach, and their website has a lot of free articles and a lot of good tools.
What's that website again?
It's on the back of your, the very last page of your paper. And then John Paul Jackson's website's on there too.
I have a question.
Okay.
Number 5 says, does the dream symbol appear in the Bible? Mm-hmm. Does that mean the only thing you have in a dream is something that appeared in the Bible?
No. remember, the Lord speaks to you in ways you can understand, right, too. So if it's something like a goblet or, you know, a horse or, you know, something that you know is in the Bible, then just,
right,
you know, check it out in the Bible and see what context that was in the Bible. I mean, there are such things as pizza dreams, too. So.
Right. Oh, yeah. I've heard some people say if the symbols that you have in your dream aren't in the Bible, and it's not of God.
Right.
And like he said, I believe God speaks relatively to everybody.
Sure.
Very understanding, you know, so.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I was thinking about today, too, is before you go to sleep at night, and what I do is I just give my mind, my heart, my spirit to the Lord every night. Just surrender to Him and just ask Him to speak to me as I'm sleeping. And I ask Him to speak to my kids as they're sleeping, and my husband and my family, all, you know. And that way you position yourself to receive from the Lord. But sometimes, like if you're not feeling well, you might have a weird dream. If you're on medication, like cold medication or, you know, something that you're not usually taking, that could affect your dream. Like I said, if you watch something that's you normally don't watch, or, you know, it's frightening or something, that could affect how you dream too. So it's just sometimes you have to filter through that.
Right.
And there's, I think we talked about before, that I know there's certain times in my sleep that I do dream, and I know it's from the Lord.
Right.
And I can remember it. So, you know, there's just, everybody knows their different sleep patterns and how the Lord speaks to them. You know, we're all learning. And just like in the prophetic, you learn to prophesy. And, you know, you are at, like, the kindergarten level.
Mm-hmm.
And as the Lord gives you something and you share it with somebody, then your prophetic language grows, just as in a dream, too. Because the Lord will give you simple things. Mm-hmm. And as you grow in that and, you know, are faithful to, you know, just position yourself to receive from the Lord and write it down and ponder and pray on it, He'll give you more. All right. Well, I guess we're going to do some activation. And you probably wonder, how are we going to activate this?
Well, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Now, I know y'all have had a dream in the last week, so I want y'all to break up into 3 or 4 people in a group. And what you're going to do is you're going to share maybe a dream that you've had, if you can remember, maybe in the last week, or could be in the last month. And using your little dictionary in the back, try to interpret it. And remember, we're all learning. And I just want to remind you, just like in prophecy, that we need to edify, build up, and encourage one another. We don't prophesy or interpret problems, but we interpret, prophesy answers.